Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Best of aye, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 15th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, sea watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. 29 new cases of COVID-19, that's 847 active cases, 14 in Nobles. On the way, a check on today's COVID briefing with the chief and assorted ministers. It looks like an extra week in lockdown, and why don't we have on-island genomic testing? A Manx doorstep vigil for Sarah Everard tonight, all on lockdown 3, day number 13.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
And first of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. The Isle of Man is to stay in lockdown for at least 1 week longer than initially expected. It's as the Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart, has warned we're still seeing more new cases of COVID-19 than was expected at this point in the lockdown. An end to restrictions is now predicted for Wednesday, the 31st of March. Meanwhile, 29 new cases of COVID-19 have been identified on the Isle of Man in the past 24 hours. It takes the total number of active cases to 847. Meanwhile, 14 people are receiving treatment for coronavirus in hospital, down from 16 yesterday. And island schools will not reopen this side of the Easter holidays. It's as no hub schools have been running during this circuit break lockdown, something the department has been under pressure to provide. Education Minister Dr. Alex Allinton says it's something they're working on. However, there are still significant numbers of active cases of COVID-19 in children and young people. Further afield, the UK Prime Minister insists he's standing by the head of the Metropolitan Police, but many MPs have condemned the actions of her force in the House of Commons after officers were photographed pinning a woman down and pulling others away at a gathering for Sarah Everard on Saturday. More European countries, including Germany and Spain, are suspending use of the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine over reports some people developed blood clots afterwards. But the EU's regulator says the number of issues reported doesn't seem to be higher than those seen in the general population. And Thorntons is closing all of its shops after being hit badly by the pandemic. It means more than 600 jobs could go. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramayat, thank you, Lewis, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No problems out at sea for the next 24 hours. Intermittent rain on light breezes tonight. Overnight low temperature, well, not really a low, it's 8 degrees through the night. Tomorrow, Tuesday, it rained first thing, clearing away by mid-morning. Sunny spells on the strong northwesterly. Daytime maximum 10 degrees, down to 4 through the night. Into Wednesday, dry, bright and settled. From Wednesday onwards, top temperature 10 degrees. Sunset 22 minutes past 6 tonight. Low waters 10 past 7. High water a minute to 1 a.m. Sunrise 29 minutes to 7 and low water 9 minutes past 7 tomorrow morning.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
The Isle of Man is to stay in lockdown for at least 1 week longer than initially expected, as it says 29 new cases of COVID-19 have been identified on the island today, 15 fewer than Sunday's update. But despite the fall in new cases, the Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart, warned they're still seeing more than they would have expected to at this point in the lockdown. Chief Minister Howard Quayle announced the extension at the latest government media briefing.
I do want to address the question that I know is on everyone's mind. How long this current circuit break will last? It is a tough question to answer at this stage, and I've said before that it felt unlikely that we would be able to exit after 21 days. Despite the uncertainty around so much of this, we do want to give you as much clarity as we possibly can. The Council of Ministers looked at the data this morning and heard from our contact tracing, public health colleagues and other senior officers. We agreed that despite a cautiously optimistic outlook, we would not be able to safely end the circuit break as planned on the 23rd of March. We have therefore decided to extend the lockdown for a week to allow us hopefully to see the data we need to make that decision. So this means that as things stand, the lockdown will continue until at least the first minute of Wednesday the 31st of March. I know this is not what you want to hear, but we judge that it is the right thing to do to protect our island's critical services, not least our hospital and the vaccination programme. We will, of course, continue to review the situation. It may be that between now and then we are able to slightly change the measures, for example, to allow outdoor activities, as we did after our first lockdown. But equally, if we continue to see unexplained cases, then we cannot rule out needing to extend the lockdown further. This is the last thing the Council of Ministers wants. We only want measures in place for as long as they are necessary, not a day longer.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening. It's 24 minutes now before 6. Tynwald sits tomorrow and Ramsay MHK Laurie Hooper has a motion on the table regarding on-island genomic testing. It says Guernsey has plans for a facility as part of its COVID-19 exit strategy. The topic's been brought up and dismissed many times already, so Lewis Foster asked Mr. Hooper to explain why he's bringing back for debate.
The reason I'm tabling this really for a debate tomorrow is to try and show government that there is a weighted evidence out there, mainly from the UK, where they're actually saying that this idea of real-time genomic sequencing is quite beneficial to support contact tracing. So they're not saying do it in and of itself and leave it the only thing you need to do, but they're saying actually if you do this quite rapid sequencing in line with doing all the normal contact tracing things that you do, it helps you identify where there may be gaps in the transmission chain. So every time government says there's an unexplained case, it might help you identify those a bit quicker. It might also help you identify clusters a bit quicker and get you more information on where some of these viruses are coming from, in terms of has there been one introduction into the island or multiple introductions. And the government so far has been very reluctant, I think, to go with this. I'm not really sure why. They seem to be satisfied with the 5-day turnaround we get from the UK, even though the UK bodies that are all talking about this are recommending you get it down to as close to real time as possible. And then it's really interesting to see Guernsey actually make this announcement as part of their exit plan.
In this article from the Guernsey Press, it mentions that their results coming back from the UK can take up to 2 weeks, and you've just mentioned 5 days for us there. That's quite a stark difference. So is an online on-island testing needed as much for us as it is for Guernsey, do you think?
So the idea of it being on-island, I think, is a bonus for me. I think the whole point about it is it has to be done in real time. So the papers that Sage produced in the UK, the papers that the COVID Genomics Consortium in the UK are talking about, they keep referring to this phrase real time. And the reason that it needs to be in real time is because if you're going to help with your contact tracing, that has to be done in the first day or two. So if you talk to the tracer team at the moment, talk to the government on the island about when they do their contact tracing, it's straight away. They identify a case, they identify someone who's tested positive, they immediately start that contact tracing work. You don't wait 5 days to try and figure out where that case came from, where it had been spread to. You immediately start that piece of work. And so if you're going to use sequencing to support the contact tracing efforts to help inform public health interventions and measures you may take, you need to do that very, very quickly.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham this afternoon at 25 past one. She arrived in Douglas at about 10 past five and is currently sitting in harbour at the moment. The freight's been handled by the Arrow. Arrow left at 14 minutes to five this afternoon, heading for Heysham, and will be coming back later on tonight. The next Ben McCree sailing scheduled tomorrow morning, 7:30 to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A doorstep vigil is to be held in the Isle of Man in tribute to Sarah Everard. The killing of the 33-year-old marketing executive from South London sparked a global conversation about violence against women, and the organisers on the Isle of Man, Women of Man, are inviting you to light a candle or light for a minute silence at 9:30 this evening. Stacey Astill is from Women of Man.
So we've chosen to arrange this because many people that we know have been affected by this case, not necessarily because it stands out, but because it's one in a long line It's absolutely awful that this has happened to Sarah, and we're aghast and feel so awful for her family. We're sad, we're angry, we're frustrated, and we feel like we're repeating ourselves over and over and over again in the hope that things change. We wanted to do something to allow us to stand in solidarity with the movements in the UK, to remember Sarah and the other women who have died through male violence, women like Biba Henry, Nicole Smallman, Geeta Goyal, and women whose names we don't necessarily know. So we felt that by doing something, we could at least stand together and do something. Even though it's something small, it's something, and this will hopefully keep the conversation going.
Can you just tell us how you're going to be holding this vigil?
So we're going to hold this as a doorstep vigil. We don't want people to have to worry about gathering or anything else, and we're just asking that people light a candle at 9:30, place it on their doorstep or in their window, and hold a minute's silence just to think of Sarah, Biba, Nicole, Geetika, and other women who have been affected.
When you look at what happened in the UK and the policing there, what's your reaction to that?
I think that the UK is very different. Obviously, the vigil being held there was in Clapham. That's the place that it occurred. It's a very different story there, so I don't feel like it's directly comparable. On the Isle of Man, we've chosen to hold it in this way because we want to make sure that as many people as possible feel comfortable attending and feel comfortable coming together in this way. I was shocked to see the scenes in Clapham, as I think many, many people are. It's been especially difficult to see the images and videos coming out of Clapham. It's horrible to see people being arrested for coming together as a vigil, especially because there is a right to protest. We understand that it's a difficult time, but various other protests have been managed much more sensitively, and it was sad to see the way that things happened.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
18 minutes before 6, you heard the news at the top of the show. Thorntons has announced plans to close all its 61 stores, losing 603 jobs. The chocolate retailer blames changing dynamics in the high street, shifting consumer behaviour to online, and the ongoing impact of COVID-19, and the numerous lockdown restrictions over the last year, especially over Easter and Christmas in the UK. The 110-year-old chocolatier has been struggling with falling sales for some time before the pandemic struck, and Thornton's racked up more than £130 million worth of losses since Ferrero, the Italian confectionery company, acquired the company in 2015. Goodbye, Thornton's. If you were hoping to spruce your garden up for spring, of course, which starts this coming Saturday, you might have to think again. UK wholesalers are faced with a lack of outdoor furniture. A combination of high demand and shipping problems has been blamed for the shortage. Companies say shipping costs to import goods from countries like China have risen dramatically. The Leisure and Outdoor Furniture Association, which represents 70 manufacturers and wholesalers, says all of its members are having problems with garden furniture supply. Last year, they were charged about $1,200 to get a container from China and Indonesia. This year, it's anywhere between $7,000 and $10,000. Retailers are hoping things will be back to normal by the time the stores reopen.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Find out more at business.westernunion.com. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed mixed as global investors focused on this week's upcoming Federal Reserve meeting. The dollar gained, oil slipped, and gold prices ticked up. In corporate news, Flutter Entertainment was the top performer on the index after saying it was considering spinning off its FanDuel business to cash in on the growing US sports betting market. The numbers now at the close from Ramsey Crookall, the FTSE 100. Down 0.1%, almost 0.2% at 6,749 at 5 o'clock. The DAX in Frankfurt closed down 0.3% at 14,461. In New York City at 5 o'clock, Ramsey Crookall report. The Dow Jones Industrial flat at 32,788. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.1% at 13,348. And the S&P 500 in Chicago currently flat at 3,941. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 US 38.8 cents, and €1 16.4 cents, and 20 South African rand 70 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up a tenth of a percent at $1,729 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down half a percent at $68.84.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening. It's 14 minutes before 6. Local authority elections on the Isle of Man are likely to be delayed until at least October, according to a former government minister. Timbal unanimously backed postponing the ballot, which was due to take place next month, following concerns over the COVID-19 pandemic. A number of options were discussed, such as pushing the vote back by 3 months or holding it on the same date as September's Keys general election. Douglas Central MHK, Chris Thomas.
I hope now the question will be asked: who should be involved in making the decision when, and what factors should be taken into account? And I've put on the table with you, Chris, a couple of other factors: the independence from politicians and from government of making that decision and choosing the date, because we don't want to advantage one group of politicians over another. And secondly, I think we'd be better off using the modern elections law framework and the mechanisms developed for the House of Keys election for the local elections. Personally, I think that means we'd be more likely to be having it in October rather than in July. But I just want the want to make this apolitical and the best possible election. We've had a problem with turnouts in local elections for decades. It would be such a shame if local democracy in at local authority level was damaged further by very low participation.
There are councillors and commissioners who thought that by this time they would have served their term and they may not want to be in their positions anymore. Surely then it is only right to hold the local authority general election as soon as practically possible.
I agree, that is another factor. So somebody needs to go through and work out whether the commissioners and the council will continue to be quora, even if some members do have to drop out. When we had the public consultation on all of this back in 2018, 50% of the Manx public did actually say that they would like to have the local election on the same day as the general election. And nearly half the Manx public said that they would like the term of the local commissioners to match the general election term at 5 years. So that's back on the table. I do take the point that we shouldn't be changing the fundamentals of local democracy just because we're in an emergency and we need to schedule an election. But we do need to remember what the public told us. We need to go back and need to solve this to help us move forward to a better place for local authority democracy.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Tim Glover.
Ramsey Youth Centre are looking to establish a women's team for next season. There isn't a team in the Isle of Man League from the north of the island. The east has Corinthians, Douglas Royal and Old Boys. Peel represents the west of the island, while Castletown and Colby are the southern teams. A post on the Ramsey Youth Centre Facebook page says they've been approached to try and set up a side. There have been other sides in the north before, but not with Ramsey Youth Centre. Well, you can contact Lamara Crane on 244701 or Andy Black on 231120 if you're interested in joining. And still on the subject of women's football, the Isle of Man FA has congratulated Peel's Shannon Primrose Smith, who we're told will be heading stateside this summer to take up a placement at St Andrews University in North Carolina. And good luck indeed to her. Juventus's Aaron Ramsey has been named in the Wales squad for this month's World Cup qualifiers, despite being an injury doubt while Joe Allen returns. And there is just one match on this evening. It's in the Premier League. Wolves play Liverpool at 8 o'clock at Molineux.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
10 to 6 on Manx Radio. Some problems at Ronalds Way Airport. The 10 to 5 Logan Air Liverpool patient transfer plane won't be leaving for a while yet, maybe near 6 o'clock, simply because the inbound 420 from Manchester didn't land until 17 minutes to 6. That's turning around, so the plane won't be leaving for Liverpool until just after 6 o'clock. The inbound then from Liverpool, 20 to 7, they reckon will be landing at a quarter to 8 this evening. Switzerland Road in Douglas is closed to vehicles between the junction with Queen's Prom and from Douglas Prom. There's the refurb work going on there. Quarterbridge Road got nighttime closures from the Peel Road to Tramode Road for footpath reconstruction and resurfacing. Ellerslie Gardens and Maloo Street in Castletown closed to vehicles between the junction with Schoolhill Avenue and the Crofts for drainage work. Look out also in Ramsey, Glen Elphin Road, parking suspended for construction work, and also there's the South Prom footway closures and parking suspension as they're rebuilding and refurbing the lifeboat station. And Paul Rose Bridge closed until the end of February next year for replacement work. All the information at manxradio.com.
Order your tyres online outright or with a payment plan at tyresformycar.co.uk and we'll come to you free during lockdown. Reduce contact. Beat the virus spread.
Several countries, including Ireland and Holland, have suspended use of the AstraZeneca vaccine over fears it causes blood clots. The unproven link is under investigation by the EU's health regulator, but both the World Health Organization and UK authorities say the jab is safe to use. And that message echoed by our Ireland's Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford, MHK.
If the UK did the same, then we would follow suit. I think it's highly unlikely that will happen. I need to reassure people right now, the European Medical Agency has been looking at this. They at the current time say there is no need to worry, and the European Medical Agency still state that AstraZeneca should be used. Equally, the World Health Organization has been looking at this, and they say there is absolutely no link they can find between AstraZeneca and this blood clots issue. In fact, actually, out of the 5 million jabs given, and in fact 11 million across Europe and the UK, it's the percentage of people who have gone on to develop blood clots from developed blood clots who've been vaccinated with AstraZeneca is actually lower than you would expect in the ordinary population. So there is absolutely no link, causal link at the moment. The simple fact is that when you vaccinate people, people will still get ill ordinarily. That's always the case after any vaccination. So while some countries appear to be being ultra cautious, at the moment there is absolutely no established link between AstraZeneca and any such problem.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening and thanks for joining Manx Radio tonight. On Update, if you've just tuned in, remember this programme is available as a podcast at manxradio.com. Also go via Apple, Google Smart Speaker, Spotify or the TuneIn, and you can hear Update any time of day, anywhere in the world. Is the Manx government looking to introduce support bubbles during the current lockdown? A question that Arbury Castletown and Maloo member of the Keys, Jason Morehouse, will put to the Chief Minister at Tynwald this week.
All of us, but those people are stuck in their own homes, they're working from home. The virtual life's good, but in terms of that human interaction is missing, and you know, people really do struggle. And at the same time, there's a lot of support mechanisms out there, and it's one thing I'm going to be asking the Chief Minister tomorrow about. You know, are these third sector charities being supported by the government, and are those charities actually being promoted so people are aware of them? Because things like Live at Home are actually there and helping a lot of people, but not everyone knows about them. So I'm just trying to raise awareness and hopefully help people out, because I know from constituents it is a tough time.
Given the number of active cases we do have on Ireland at the moment, is it a bit too soon to be thinking about support bubbles?
It depends how it works, and I'm not talking or thinking about it being an instant one. I recognise, you know, at the moment we need to be staying at home and be realistic, because it is a very crucial moment in terms of if we follow the rules and follow instructions, then this lockdown will be shorter than it potentially could be. So, yeah, we've got to be realistic. But at the same time, it's not just a matter of people coming to your door and talking to you. There's also the phones. There's also other ways in which people can be supported. And the second half of the question is trying to focus on that as well.
Is this something you've heard a lot of support for amongst your constituents?
In terms of support, I wouldn't say that was the correct word. I'd say there's a need. The people have contacted me and said, how can you help me out in this situation? And by looking at their needs and requirements, I thought potentially this is something that could be looked at by the government. And there are existing routeways. And I think a lot of the time when you're kind of in that worrying position, you aren't acting rationally enough and seeing their solutions. And hopefully, some of those ways forward will be flagged and people will think, yeah, I may not be able to have my friends around to see me next week, but there are other things I can do to feel more secure in my daily life.
That's it for Update tonight. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being with Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster. And producer Ewan Gorm. Update is back tomorrow evening at 5:30. And remember, all the stories you've heard and many, many more are available at manxradio.com. Lots of Manx news, interviews and podcasts, and the web's biggest source of Manx videos. You can also find us at the free Manx Radio app, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Stick around for Chris Kinley, the greatest hits on earth, and a COVID update at 7 o'clock.